Okay, today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Nun Tes, and we are on the bottom of Nun Ches Amud Beis. Today's shir is the sponsor, L'Zecher Nishmas Yaakov Ben Tzvi HaLevi, Jacob Siegel of Baltimore, who was a pillar of Tztaka and Chesed. His yard site is today, dedicated by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and family. We thank you for the sponsorship. Again, L'Zecher Nishmas Yaakov Ben Tzvi HaLevi, Jacob Siegel of Baltimore. Okay, let us get into Bava Metzia Nun Tes. It is really not fair that we only have a certain amount of time to do today's daf. It is one of the most famous discussions in all of Shas. We'll get to on Amud Beis, but again, it's really full of a lot to talk about. So we'll touch on as many issues as we can until tomorrow. We will get back to the last two Mishnahs in Perek Azov, which gets back to other more halachic issues related to Perek HaZohav. But first, we started yesterday the Mishnah of Ona'as Dvarim, just like there is Ona'as Mamon, and there is Ona'as Dvarim, which we have to be so careful of, as we mentioned, something that people don't focus on, making somebody feel bad, directly, indirectly, bikavana, shaloba kavana. That's something that we all have to work on. So related to that, an example of Ona'as Dvarim is making fun of somebody, embarrassing them publicly, says the Gemara, 7 lines up from the bottom. Tani Tana, Kamei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. There was a brisa that was said in front of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Kolamal b'pnei chaveiro barabim ki'ilu shofech damim. Someone who embarrasses their friend in public is as if he killed them, as if he spilled their blood. Says the Gemara, Amarle shaper ka'amrit. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, hears that, it says, you're right. It is ki'ilu shofech damim. Dechazina lei de'ozel sumka v'asi chivra. Because you see that the blood leaves their face. Ozel sumka, the red leaves v'asi chivra. So just like you kill somebody, you move their blood. So if you embarrass somebody, so then their blood moves as well. Tosa says, in de'ozel, u'mashamadim betchila. What do you mean? It's just the opposite. Usually, you don't, somebody doesn't lose their redness, lose their blood. When somebody's embarrassed, they become red. So what do you mean that it's like killing them and therefore as if the red is leaving and the white is coming? Says Tosfos in the little Tosfos, Umasha ma'adim betchila lafi shahadamim misasvin livroach. The blood's getting ready to leave. So it gathers up in the face and then, you know, as the embarrassment subsides a little bit, it only subsides on the outside. I try to control it because I don't want people to see that I'm red. But then it leaves. That's Tosfos. If you look in the Bar Tanura, the Rav Bar Tanura, where? Pirkei Avos. The Rav Bar Tanura on Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah in Perek Gimel that discusses Ma b'pnei chaver barabim, right? Gimel Yud Aleph. Rav Elazar HaModoi says that there are certain people that ein lo chelek l'olam haba. Hamavazes moados, they say that's chalamoid. Mechalas hakachim hamal b'pnei chaver barabim mefer briso shalavim avinu megalapanim batora. So what is mal b'pnei chavero? Literally, malbin means to whiten. That's where the word comes from. Malba doesn't mean embarrass. It's from the word white. Mal b'pnei chavero barabim, says the Bar Tanura there. Hamizbayesh panav ma'adimos tchila v'yacharkach mizlabnos. Why? First it becomes red. So what does it mean white here? Shahanefesh yesh lo shtei tnuos. Achas lachutz v'achas lefnim. Says the Bar Tanura. There are two elements to our spirit, to our personality. The outer one that's seen by others, and the inner one. When a person gets embarrassed, first the outer one shows the embarrassment. Like somebody gets angry. When somebody first gets embarrassed, it might be that there's a little tinge of anger there also, because I'm upset that somebody did this to me. And once I realize that I'm just embarrassed and I'm holding it in and I have nothing to say, then internally, maybe it's an even deeper feeling. It's not the momentary first second. So then, and then I become red inside, which I can't see, and my face becomes white. Upana miskarkamim umislabnim. Vizeu shamru. And then he quotes our Gemara. Bin albana dazal sumcha vasi chivra. So that's the, even though the Gemara says if you're malbin b'nei chavero, and malbin means white, and we know embarrassment means our face turn red, really both of them happen according to Tosfos and according to the Rav Bar Tanura. Amazing line, diuk, of the Ben Yehoyada. The Ben Yehoyada plays a big role today, today's daf, as he always does, whenever we have an agadic section. Says the Ben Yehoyada, Kol amal b'pnei chaver barabim is lashon yachid. Ki'ilu shofech damo should be. It's like he spilled his blood. What do you mean, kilo shofech damim? Right, kilo shofech damo. Says the Ben Yoyada, because every time you embarrass somebody, it's not just once. It's going to come back to him. He's going to think about it later and be embarrassed again. Whenever he sees you, whenever he sees other people, you're not just killing him once. Kilu shofech damim, says the Ben Yehoyada. He says, just find the line, v'nirali b'syata d'shmaya, as he always says. He says, d'hamevayish chaveru shofech damo kama pa'amim, ki kol eish shezocherem izbayesh u'bosh v'nechla me'elav u'me'atzmo, v'chein pa'am sheroeh otam b'nei adam, asher bishu lefneyem, u'bosh v'nechlam, v'nimsa kam adamim shofech lechaveru ba'oso biyush shebishu b'dvarim. Unbelievable. If you're ma'ave b'nei chaveru, you're being shofech his dam over and over again. That is the diak. And one final line, ki'ilu shofech damim, I don't think I've said this before, saw it yesterday, pretty amazing line. There is a pasuk in Tehillim, where the pasuk says, in Perek Ayin Gimel, pasuk Tezvav, im amarti asapra, if I say I will tell over, kmo hine dor banecha bagadati. Somehow it leads to your children have treasoned against you. How do you read this Lashon? So if you look in the Pinimi Shulchan Agra, towards the end, but he has a sukkim on thoughts on Tehillim. Says the Gra, hopefully most of us, or a lot of us, or we try to defend ourselves against the Averis HaChamuros. We haven't violated the real serious Averis. But the Averis HaKalos, the ones that we don't take as seriously, the what he calls the Ki'ilu Averis, those we aren't as careful about. So, for example, kala koes ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. All the ki'ilus, right? Yadeinu lo shafchu az adam hazeh b'yegla rufa, right? Ki'ilu, we kill them because we let them go without levayas orachim. Or, he quotes our Gemara, kala mala b'nei chaveiro, ki'ilu shofech damin. So the ki'ilu ones, we're not so, confident about. You know, the actual aver is fine, but it's the ki'ilu ones, the as if, kmo, it's as if, says the Gra, maybe that's alluded to in this pasuk. Shemati melitza nifla me'agra, shezek kivein David ha-melech, ba'amro, im amarti asapra kmo, if Hashem, I tell you all the kmos, all the averas that I did are like ki'ilu and kmo, as if I did the chomer one, hinei der banecha bagadati, shelo timsa kimat echen me'elef, find the actual Averas Achamuros. But the Ki'ilu and Kamos of the Averas Achamuros, that's hard to find somebody who is clean from that. Pretty amazing. Okay, so let us continue. As we see already, today's daf is already full. But here we go. Amalei Abaye Rav Dimi b'ma Rava b'mai Zahiri. Abaye asked Rav Dimi, member of Dimi, a number of times in Shas, came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Rav Dimi, and sometimes he's grouped with Ravin. Ravin Rav Dimi came. So in Rav Dimi, Abaya, who was in Bavel, asked Rav Dimi, what are they careful about in my Ravin, Eretz Yisrael? Amarle ba'ach v'yapi, right, from embarrassing others. Amrei b'chanina, because after all, if you look at the Mefarshim, wonder why Dafka is that in Eretz Yisrael more than other places. But Bachri Api, Damar Bichanina, Kol Yordin LaHakol Yordin LaGehenim Chutz Mishlosha. Everybody's going to Gehenim except for three people. Says the Gemara, Hakol Zagadaydach. Really? That's pretty depressing. Ela Emano, Kol Hayordin LiGehenim Olin Chutz Mishlosha. No, it doesn't mean everybody's going. It means whoever is going to Gehenim, whoever is going down to Gehenim is going to come up from a Gehenim. Except for three people, Sheyardim Ve'enim Olam. Except for three that are going down and are not coming up. The Eluhain, who are the three? Haba Aleshus Ish, somebody who lives with a married woman. V'hamal b'pnei chaveiro barabim, and one who embarrasses their friend in public. V'hamachana, mechana shemra l'chaveiro, and someone who gives their friend an evil nickname. Says the Gemara, Mechayin Haino Mabim. Isn't that the same thing? Right? Giving them an evil nickname is embarrassing them in public. No. Afagav de Dosh Be Bishmei. Even though he's used to it already and everybody calls him that. Rashi, Kfar Hergo Bakach. Shemechanimos Okein. Ve'ein Banim Bislavnos. He's used to it. But then Rashi has a line. When we call Makom, Zela Hachlimo Miskavein. But if I'm doing it to embarrass him, so then it's a problem. Mashma from Rashi, that if it's an evil nickname that people are used to, and I'm not doing it to embarrass him, it's just that everybody calls him that. This is his nickname that he's been called for 25 years since he was a kid. Still, it is It is something that the Rashi says, like, it's not something that I have to stay away from. Other Rishonim are not so convinced about it. There are some Mefarshim that discuss that it could. There are other Gemaras that talk about not even an evil nickname, just a nickname, which is a negative activity. Why? Some Mefarshim explain that because nicknames in general, you know, are removing something special from my friend. Why? Because the name of a person reflects his mahus. We know there are sources that talk about the siyata d'shmaya of parents when they give a name to their child. That name is reflective of the mahus of the child. So say some Mefarshim, that's what the negative elements of a nickname represent. It's not just negative, but it's just that the person's mahus, it's his essence that you are taken away from him by not identifying him, right? It's based on that the Adam Arishon, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all the animals to Adam and he called them by name. What does it mean he called them by name? He saw their essence, and in that way he was able to call them. That's the name of a person has that reflection, and that's also part of the negative elements of calling somebody a nickname. What about an English name? That's a separate topic. Is an English name undoing? That's not the name that their parents gave them, but still, at least it's better than, let's say, a kinui ra l'chaveiro. The Rishonim also discuss here, Tosfos here, and the Ritva here, discuss, should we take this Gemara literally? The Gemara says that everybody who's going down to Gehenim goes down except for these three people, and come up except for these three people. Tosfos says that if you look later on, it's clear that Mavai Shpei Chaveiro is not as bad as a Boel Alashus Ish. Right? Says Tosfos, Ein Lefarish de Ein Olam Laolam. Ta'arita Besamuch. Haba Alashus Ish, Yesh Lochelag Olam Haba. El Achim Birusha, Kol HaYordan Olin Miyad. Vein Arshel Gehenim Sholet Bohen. The time for Gehenim is short. Some are judged, I flipped to the opposite. I just said the opposite, that the Gemara says later on that Habal Yishazish is more chamor, but it does say Yesh Lo Chelek. No, it just means that, there's different time periods in Gehenim. We can't fathom exactly what the differences are, but that's what Tosfos goes into. Some are there for longer, some are there for shorter. The Ritva also comments here, trying to figure out exactly what the differences are and what this Gemara means. The Ritva's Lashon is, why does the Gemara only say three? There are many other types of heretics that the Gemara talks about at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. These are talking about the ones who are there for the year, which is unusual, because then the Gemara says, well, you can put together Barabim and Boal Eishas Ish, right? The Torah has different punishments for them. So he discusses Tirsa Beinu Tam. Maybe here there was made some worse. They discuss the differences, how to put the hierarchy of Averos in terms of the severity of being in Gehenim, which we're not going to go into the details right now. But the Tosfos and the Ritva are two of the sources that discuss it here. Okay, let's continue. Last line. Amar Abba Barachan, Amar Yochanan. Noach lo la'adam sheyavo al safek eishes ish val yalbe pere chaveir barabim. It's better for a person. Better. Neither of them are too good. But, says the Gemara, it's less evil. It's less chamor to be with an Eishas Ish, a Safek Eishas Ish, than to be with a Chaver Barabim. And of course, who do you know that from? David HaMelech. David HaMelech, who was involved in Safek Eishas Ish, and is alluded to in the following pasuk from David HaMelech from Tehillim. Minale mi didarash rava, didarash rava, mai dechsev, u bitzal'i, samchu v'ne'asafu, dot, 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 karu v'lo damu. What does that pasuk mean? Bitzal'i, right, from the word that selav, like the rib, that Chava was a rib of Adam. U bitzal'i, but also, it could be understood as u bitzal'i, samchu v'ne'asafu. With my tzal'i, when I was hurt, or right, Rashi quotes the pasuk by Brachos, but also the context means that I was limping. Ubitzali, and when I was hurt and limping, based on the tzel, based on the relationship that I had with Batsheva, samchu v'ne'asafu. They were happy. My enemies were happy v'ne'asafu, and they gathered. And David HaMelech says, karu, I could be ripped v'lo damu apidrush. There won't be any blood. What does that mean? Amar David l'fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Galui v'yadua l'fanecha, Shemayim Karin Besari lo hayadami shotis la'aretz. I have already been so embarrassed by all the years of people jeering me and making fun of me and being, and again, remember, the second half of David HaMelech's life, The first half of David HaMelech's life, Shaul wanted to kill him. The second half of David HaMelech's life was being punished for the ma'aseh with Bathsheba, and Amnon and Tamar and Avshalom and everything. So David says, I won't bleed anymore. The blood's already gone. V'lo od. Stop there for a moment. If you look at Rashi here discusses a sugya that's mostly discussed elsewhere. But what does it mean, Safik Ashes Ish? What does it mean, David said, right, Noach Lola Adam, right, what is Safik Ashes Ish? It's third line on top. Detove Maisa Shal David Ubatsheva Mishelahem. Right, David's action is looked at, I mean, he did tshuva, but as compared to what the others did to David in all the years, you know, even from the way that it is formulated, as we're about to see, makes it more chamer. Why? So let's go back to the Gemara, and then we'll read more of the Rashi. David says, I wouldn't bleed. V'lo od, and not only that, el afilu b'shash oskin b'negam ba'olus. Even while I'm learning Torah, I'm being osake in the most detailed, challenging areas of halacha. Nega'im and ahalos. Omrim li. They come over to me and say, David, we have a question. Can we ask you? Sure. David, habal eshes ish misaso bama, va'ani omer lohem, misaso b'chenek, v'yesh lo chelek olam haba. Aval amal v'nechadeo barabim, ein lo chelek olam haba. This is what Tosfos just was talking about. So you see from here, even in a certain sense, obviously, Bez is not going to put somebody to death for amal v'nechadeo barabim. But in a certain sense, being with a suffix eshes ish, in the case of David, was Misaso Bechenek, but he still has Olam Haba, but Baba Bechavero does not. A lot to talk about on these lines. First of all, why is David HaMelech's story called Safek Ashes Ish with Uriah? Why is it called Safek Ashes Ish? That's a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here and elsewhere. Rashi Tosfos say here. Rashi says, Rashi's Shita here, and Iksubis and elsewhere, why was Bathsheba a Safek Ashes Ish? Because Uriah, as we know, is in battle, and as Rashi quotes the Chazal, fourth line, Kala Yotze Lemochemes Beis David get creases cause of Lishto. Everyone who went to war in David HaMelech's army used to write to get to their wife, because they didn't want to get lost to leave her in Aguna. Imagine if there's no communication, and he wouldn't come back. She won't know if he is dead. So you know, just write a get just in case. Al Menas, a get all condition. Al Menashim Yamus Shetehim Ugureshes Me'achshav. Velo tizakek liyavam, and she won't have to be an almana, she won't do yibam, so it helps on all counts. Prevents yibam, prevents aguna, so that's why when David HaMelech was with Bathsheba, right, she was a suffix ages ish, because if he would die in the future, which he actually did, that might be David HaMelech's fault that it was on the army, again, a whole separate topic, which we're not going to get into now. Feel free to listen to the Navi Shiurim on Sefer Shmuel in terms of how Chazal view David HaMelech's action, the Gemara and Shabbos, and why the Navi still formulates it like that. It was definitely a chait of some kind, right? Nasan HaNavi, a Taha Ish, right? And the mashal of the keves of the rush. But what exactly was the chait and how it looked? Okay, we're not going to get into that in detail right now. But either way, David, technically, according to Rashi, Lamafreya didn't violate because she was already a suffix Ashes Ish. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. Rabbi Natan doesn't like that pshat, that it would be a get al tnai. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam, here and elsewhere, look at the, towards the end of Tosfos Noach, Rabbeinu Tam quotes that the get that the soldiers of David HaMelech's army gave was a get, period. It was a get that kicked in right away. Right away. If you were Cohen, that's trouble. But it was a get that kicked in right away. Why was it called a suffix Ashes Ish? Because it was given Bitsina. It wasn't given publicly because we didn't want anybody else to try to come over and marry her in the interim. It was there for difficult situations so she wouldn't be left in Almana. But Rabbeinu Tam says towards the end of the Tosfos, to Mechemes Beis David Hoyim Megarshin Lagamrei, Belo Shem Tanai, Elo Hayosin Adavar Bitsina, Kidei Shelo Yekofsin Al Nishosehen Linosan, Velakach Karelu Suffik Ashes Ish. That's why it's called in our Suffik Ashes Ish. And then Tosfos says, Ulecholep Yerushim Kasha. Tosfos just ends up with saying, according to all the commentaries, I find it difficult, Dafilu Baal Eishes Ishvadai, Tov Mimalbin. Mitakamar David, Habaal Eishes Ish, Misasa Bechenek. David's line to them is just about even a Vadai. Eishes Ish, not a Suffolk Eishes Ish. So why does the Gemara say, Loach Lo Adam Jebal, Suffolk Eishes Ish? Right, in terms of your Olam Haba status. Right, not in terms of what Bezin will do to you. But either way, that's number one, important Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Why does it say, even when I'm doing a Gaim and Ahalas, you know, they're still making fun of me and trying to undermine me. So Tosfos says, just in general, Tosfos in Velo, Klomar, Lomi boy b'shar shehim b'telim, elaf, not only when they're at home and they want to think about ways to embarrass me, ela afilu asukim b'halachas chamuros, v'gam heim einin yonim le'eshus ish. Even I'm learning a sugya that's totally not related. I'm learning hard stuff. Nagam and Ahalas, nothing related. They find a way. They find a way to ask me, to remind me of my chet. David HaMelech says, Tosfos. You look in the Maharsha says, no, it's a little deeper. Because one of the punishments for tzara, for Isur, one of the punishments for Onaz Zvarim, the Gemara says elsewhere in Arachin, is Saras. So even when they're involved in Saras, Nigayim, they're still making fun of me. And they're still violating Onaz Dvarim, and they're not getting the message of what that Chazal is about. Number two. Number three, there is a Precious Drachim. Precious Drachim is the Sefer of the Mishnah Lamelech that was written all about in Yanim of pre-Matan Torah, post-Matan Torah. It's well known for his discussion in the beginning of the Sefer about what the status of the Yavos were before the Torah was given. Were they B'nai Noach? Were they Jewish? Were they pre-Jewish? Were they mini-Jews? Right, different pshatim. But there, in Drosh Shneimasar, he discusses David HaMelech, and he discusses this Gemara, and he says, according to one opinion, a king, or anyone that gets saras, and is avar from his melucha, and he loses his position, then he's like a new person. And therefore, he is totally miskaper. And therefore, that's what David says. David says, according to what Chazal, he got saras, and he was removed from his malchus, and Avshalom, what are you still making fun of me for? Negayim and Alas, you should know the halachas of Negayim. And if this is what happened, I'm Kilu, a new person, and therefore, why are you still making fun of me? Yeah, the difficult couple pshat, and why Dafka does it say Negayim and Ahalos? One final point, and that is, so the Gemara says, Mabim b'nei chavero, ein lo chelek lo olam haba. No olam haba. So the Meiri and others say here and elsewhere, it's a very serious crime, obviously. Mabim b'nei chavero, you are removing part of who they are. They don't want to be there, but the Rambam adds in Hilchos Shuvah, only misha rogel b'kach. Meaning if by mistake, we all have our mistakes. We all say something, and after we say it, we're like, oh, shouldn't have said that. Right, I shouldn't have said that. We try to do tshuva. I was mabim b'nei chaveri b'rabim. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Gimel, where he lists off all of those who lost their olam haba, only misha rogel b'kach. This is what they do, and they constantly and consistently do it. That's the one of ein lo chelek olam haba. But either way, we have to try to be so careful regarding these issues. We'll talk about more in a minute. Let's continue. Bez Hashem says the Gemara. Amar marzut of artov yamarav. V'yamri la amar of chana bar bizna amar of shimon chasida. V'yamri la amar of yochana mishum of shimon ben yochai. All of these opinions. Noach lola adam. This is the more well-known comment quoted elsewhere. Noach lola adam. Shiapel asma lato chishana eish. V'al yavim p'nei chaveir barabim. Better for somebody to allow themselves to be burned rather than to be malbim p'nei chaveir barabim, to embarrass their friend. Minalan. Meet Tamar. We know her from Tamar. Dechsiv, when she could have embarrassed Yehuda by saying, you are the one that I was with, she doesn't say a word, and she's being taken out to be burned. Dechsiv, he mutseis vishilcha el chamia, she does not say a word, and we learned that from Tamar. Again, better to allow oneself to die. Again, seriously taking the connection of ki'ilu shofer damim, therefore I'm not going to do it. There is a discussion in the Rishonim and in the Achronim, how seriously to take this comparison. We've noted in the past the amazing implicit line of Tosfos and Sota. Tosfos and Sota Daf Yud. If, right, this is where this Gemara is quoted also, better to go into Kifshana Eish. Meaning, it sounds like from this line that it's one of the big three. It's like the big three. I, rather than do something, I have to allow myself to be killed. Just like Avodah Zarah Gilei Rai Shvichos Damim. So ask Tosfos in Sota Yud Amud Beis. So why isn't this the big four? Why isn't this added on to the Avodah Zarah Gilei Rai Shvichos Damim? Tosfos Venira says Tosfos, Dahai de lo chashav le bahadi gibel averos she'ein omdi b'fnei pikuach nefesh. What should Tosfos answer? Don't take it so seriously. Tot doesn't answer that. Tosfos says, Mishum da averos halbanas panim einem mefureshos batorah. Velo nakat ela averos hamefureshos. Meaning, it's true, says Tosfos. It's just not on the list because it's not explicit. But it's true. And if you look in Rabbeinu Yonah also, in the Shari Tshuva, Gimel Kuf Lamates, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Avak Ritzicha, Halbanas Panim, Kipanav Yechavaru Venas Mara Odim Vedome El Ritzicha. And Chenam Rabbeinu Seinu, he quotes our Gemara, Vashenis Kitzar Albana Mar Mimaves. Person a lot of times rather be dead than to be embarrassed in public. V'lo Amru Kein B'Shar Averus HaChamuros, and he continues. They take it very seriously. So the question is, so how far? What, if somebody comes to me and says, embarrass so-and-so, I'm going to kill you, we have to allow ourselves to be killed? That's what happened with Tamar. That's what happened with Tamar. So let's go a further step. What about Rav Shlomo Zalman? You can't even imagine that these are asked. Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Mincha Shlomo in Siman Zion discusses, what about being Mechal Shabbos to prevent somebody from being embarrassed? Right? To prevent somebody from being killed. Fine. What about if I know Ruby's going to embarrass Shimon? And I'm gonna go try to stop that. Am I allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? So Shlomo Zalman says no. No, you're not gonna say that. But he has to deal with the question at least. Amazing. My time, lo ye mutal chal Shabbos, kid them no, abal espanim. Luchoru hu kal vachomer. Uma mutal chal Shabbos, kid lahatzal adem imisa, kolshigin, the shir lahatzal me alban espanim, to chomer yoter, misrefas gimel nefashes, bekiv shana esh, vechulu. So, amazing that he discusses that. Or, another one, Chubas lahoris nasan, Rav Nasan Gestetner, in Chelek Ches, Simin Beis, he discusses, what about a Kohen who embarrassed somebody in public? There's a discussion, if a Kohen committed murder, is he allowed a duchen? So Laharis Nasa discusses, what about if a Kohen embarrasses somebody in public? Will you say, Ki'ilu, he killed the person, therefore he can't duchen? Right? We discussed this in the past. What about Shogeg, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch about Shogeg? Whether a Shogeg also applies to, what if he did Shuva? Right? So that is, again, you can't imagine that it was asked, but that's what he deals with. Badak lon, v'kohen, shehil b'bnei chaver barabim, imutr lo lisa es kapav. And then he discusses our Tosvis, and then he says, at the end of the day, he doesn't, as you would know what his maskana is, but the fact that he has to have a tshuva about it reflects the seriousness. Ladina, after albanas pnei chaveru hu iser chomer ma'od, mikomakam lo nifsal akoy milisa kapa bishvil zeh. I'm not gonna say that he's nifsal, v'chulu, and he continues, but, anyway, pretty amazing how, seriously you take that connection. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, we continue. Amar of Chananya, or Chanina, Berei, Derav Idi. My Dechsev. What does the Pasuk mean? Velo sonu ishes amiso. Our Pasuk of Onaz Dvarim. What is, we darshan the word amiso. Am sheitcha. Bat Torah uve mitzvos al toneu. The nation that's with you in Torah mitzvos, do not violate Onaz Dvarim. This is a huge discussion in the Rishonim, which we're not going to go into in depth. But what exactly, how do you understand this limud? Meaning we have many limudim relating to, it only applies to Jews. It says Re'ehu, and Amiso is usually translated like that too. Your Amid is usually, but here the Gemara seems to limit it even more. Am she'itcha b'torah b'mitzvos. Does that mean only somebody who is Shomrei Halacha? Right, you're not allowed to do Onaz Dvarim too. But otherwise not, that's how some Rishonim understand it. So I'm restarting. I'm looking at the Nemuki Yosef here. The Nemuki Yosef here says, "Lamadnu shlo hizir akase bonas dvarim ella yirei Hashem." V'yamar b'medrash imhona atzbecha mutar ata lahoneu shezeh enukari amischa. Right, that's the amazing. It's a more limited view. If you look in the Ritva here also discusses how do you understand this line in the. In Chazal, he quotes Pirish Ra, he quotes, Rashi, Bechulu, and, I'm sorry, not the Ritva, the other, it's the Shimon Kubetzis, has, various deus about it, but it's not agreed upon. The Rambam doesn't quote this line. Rambam doesn't quote this line, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't, in terms of limiting it. You see there, the Amishba quotes, it's in the tour, right? The Shita of the Nemuki Yosef, but the Rambam doesn't quote it. The Meiri, add this to the Meiri. The Meiri that says there's 10 places in Shas. The Meiri says, you know what this line means? Just the opposite. It's not limiting types of Jews, but it's including all nations that are Nemusim B'Darkei Adatot. We discuss this back in the end of Baba Kama, where the Meiri says, he's famous for saying that many of the halachas, where the Gemara talks about non-Jews, are not talking about non-Jews that are ethical, that have court systems. It's talking about the barbarians that don't have any type of law and order. That's what certain halachas apply. So the Meiri says it here too. The Meiri says that that's what's being excluded. It's any nation. But it doesn't sound the way Torah misses, but any nation that has law, the Meiri extends it to. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara. Amarav la'olam ye'adam. And I apologize for not being able to go deeper into it, but we're not even up to Lobash Shemayim yet, and you know we have a ways to go. Amarav la'olam ye'adam zar ba'onas yishto. A person, even though we're talking about onas zarim in general, the onah of a person's wife, one has to be super careful about. Not taking advantage, not making her feel bad, not insulting. Chas v'shalom. Shemitoch shedemasa mitzuya onasa krova. Because her tears are close, her onah is close. Right? And one has to be so careful. The wife needs support from the husband more than anybody. And if the dafka, the source of the support that she needs most, does the opposite, so then that's a terrible thing, says Rav. Remember the Gemara in Yevamos. When Yevamos Samakim will even tell stories. Even if the wife is not supportive of the husband, even if there are problems, okay, you have to try to work out the problems, but the attitude has to be, one has to be very, very careful. Remember the story? Reb Chiya havi kametzare le debisu. Reb Chiya was having problems with his wife. Kavi mashkech, remember that was one of the stories there, whenever he wanted one thing for supper, she made the other thing, so he had a flip. One time he had told her the opposite to get what he wanted. So he says, Kavi mashkech mi ditzare le besudre. But whenever Reb Chiya found something, he put it in a handkerchief and said, I'm going to bring it to my wife. Amar le, Rav. Rav said. Interesting. Who's talking in our Gemara? Rav is talking. Maybe he learned this from Reb Chiya. Right? So, how come it's Sara Lelamar? I don't understand. Your wife makes you crazy. You keep buying her things. Amar le, dayenu shemagavos b'neinu matzilos osana menachet. She gets my kids out to school in the morning, and she saves me from chet, thinking about other women. That's enough. That's enough for me. So maybe as a reaction to that, Rav says in our Gemara, gotta be careful with an Oz Dvarim. No matter what the situation is, what the relationship is, one has to be very careful. From the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, a certain element, it's not as easy to get the Tfilos accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can't say that Tfilos are totally closed. But it's an element. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, in Eicha, Gam ki ezlak va'ashaveya sasam tfilasi. Even if I cry out, sasam tfilasi, which is a makar for, we don't say tiskabel on Tisha B'Av, right? Because the tfilos are a mekubal. And that's why there are some that say the minhag in some shuls is to push the parochas to the side on Tisha B'Av. Because it's a symbol of the gates being closed. So the Pasuk in minhagim is used for Tisha B'Av itself. But the Gemara here is generalizing. There's a certain element, even in general, of tefillah being harder to get across since the Chorban, which makes sense. We know the Beis HaMikdash. V'yavu b'sha shari tefillah ninalu, shari demos lo ninalu. But even though shari tefillah are closed, the gates of tears are not. Shneamar, shima tefillasi, Hashem v'shavasi ha'azina, el demasi al tacharash, right, do not be closed off from my tears. Tears always get in. It's a great question I heard years ago. I don't remember from who, from where. That the gates of tears are never closed. So why are there gates? What do you need a door on a store that's open 24/7? Right? You don't need a door unless it's cold out. But what do you need gates that are always open for crocodile tears? I mean, if it's not real tears, but it's just fake tears because you want people to see that you're crying during davening, but you don't really mean it, or whatever the case is, so that's why there are still gates there. There are gates, those don't get it. Okay. Amarav. Kalaholich batzazishto nofel gehenim. Whoa. Once we're talking about the godless of treating one's wife, but it says sometimes the wife's advice might not be so great. Kalaholich batzazishto nofel gehenim. Shenemar, rak lo ye ka'achav. Right, and Rashi says, you gotta look at the end of the Pasuk. Right, Asher Hisita Oso Izevel Ishto. Right, you read the Pesukim in Tanakh, Achav seems to be, every time Eliyahu Navi does something, Achav's kind of like going on the path, getting a little better, and then he goes home, boom, Izevel gets him. And even after Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, right, the fire comes down, Achav is in shock. He comes home to Izevel, oh, forget about it. Right? That's the ultimate in the wickedness of a wife. So that type of advice shouldn't listen to. But doesn't it say if your wife is short, bend down and listen to her and whisper to her? Is she talking about general life stuff or is she talking about stuff that has to do with the house? Stuff that has to do with the house, that she's on the ball. She's the one, you know, or spiritual elements and worldly elements. Worldly elements, she could tell you, not spiritual elements. Again, this is not something that we should just paskin directly from the Gemara. Sometimes the wife can have certain insight. We know women are generally naturally more spiritual. That's the pshat shasani kirtzono. They're more connected to the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a certain element that, you know, spouses have to know always that sometimes one has more insight and sometimes the other one has. Amrav Chizda, Kol Hasharim Ninalim, Chutz Mishare Ona'a. If somebody complains about being ripped off, so that is something that Kadosh Baruch Hu always listens to. Shenemar, Hinei Hashem Nitzav Al Chomas Anach Ubiado Anach. Hashem is next to the wall of the Anach, is a type of tool that's used to make sure that the walls are straight, the plumb line. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. So plumb lines are they're sometimes to use if you're not exactly honest. You know, so then it could be that's a reference to Ona'a. Amar Belazar, Hakol Nifra Bidei Shliach Chutz Me Ona'a. Shneimar Ubiyado Anach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back directly someone who is Ma'ana, their friend. Amar Rabbi Yevo, Gimel Ein HaPargod Ninal Bifnehem. Three people, the pargod, the curtain, is not closed off from in front of them those who are, right, Rashi. Lahafsik Ri'iyasan Min HaMakom. Ela tamid roa osamachi yifra. Hashem is always looking at them to punish them. There's nothing, never a hefsek between the ma'anish and the ne'enash. Ona'a the gezel vavodazara. Ona'a dechsev ubiado anach, as we just said. Gezel dechsev chamas vishod yishama ba al panai. Tamid, on panai, avodazara dechsev. Ha'am ha'machisim osi al panai, tamid. Vigomer. Amar Rav Yehuda, la'olam ye adam zar b'tfuah b'toch beiso. A person should always make sure there's food in the house. She'ein Mariva Mitsuya B'toch Beiso Shel Adam Ela Aleskei Tfuah. How many times the kids wake up in the morning and there's no cereal? And everybody starts screaming, and the wife says to the husband, you were supposed to pick up cereal, you didn't tell me, and the husband says to the wife. When there's no food in the house, that leads to Shalom Bayis problems. Right? Each spouse should always make sure that they could do what they could do to make sure of that. She'ne'emar Hasam Gvulech Shalom Chelev Chitim Asbiech. You want to have shalom, make sure there's weed in the house. Make sure there's food. Amra, Papa, Haini, Damri, Inshi, Kimishlam, Sari, Mikada, when the barley is finished from the cod, Nakishva, Atsi, Tigra, Bebese. That's going to lead to machlokas in the house. Right? Make sure. If, again, obviously, if it's possible. The Amra, Fchinin, Abar, Papa, La Olam, the Adam, Zayr, Bitfua, Bedoch, Beso. Also, make sure there's food in the house. Shalonikri, Yisrael, Dalim, El, Iske, Tfua. If you don't have tfuah, grain in the house, then we're missing our mahus. Shneemar v'ayim zara Yisrael v'gomer v'ksiv v'yachanu aleihem v'gomer Midyan fought us v'ksiv v'yidal Yisrael mo'om mipnei Midyan. We became dal and we didn't have zera, and then Midyan was able to fight against us in Sefer Shoftim. Am Rabbi Chelbo la'olam yadam zar b'kavod ishto shein bracha mitzuya b'toch beiso shel adam ela b'shel ishto. Shneemar, for all the chazals that one might think sound negative about a wife or a woman, just quoting this one. Right, brach is mitsuya b'toch beiso shel adam because of the wife. She brings the bracha. Shneemar ula avram hetiv ba'avura. Fainu damil hurav ala b'nei mechuza, okiru l'nashayichu. Honor your wives, ki hecho titatru. Right, you'll get rich. Might not physical riches, but bracha. All types of bracha are for the wife. Period, rabosai, here we go. Tznan hasam. Very famous story known as the Oven of Achnai. It starts off with a detail, Machlokes, a Mishnah in Meseches Kalim. Chatchu Cholios v'nasan chol ben cholya l'cholya. There is a Machlokes Rishonim. What exactly is the case here? What is being discussed? A number of different opinions. We'll go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says you're making a barrel, which is going to be used like for an oven. And in between the pieces of the barrel, you stick sand in. And then you're going to stick it all together. So is that a Kli that is makabel tuma. Once you make it, that's the machlokas. You took chatul cholios, you took pieces, v'nasan chol ben cholya l'cholya, and you put chol in between each one. Rabbi Eliezer Matai, Rabbi Eliezer says that is not called a kli. That is not a significant kli, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. Anything in the kli will not become tame. V'chachamim b'tamin. The chachamim say no, it's tame. This is the machlokes. V'zehu taner shal achnai. And this is the oven of achnai. What is achnai? Achnai is a snake. A snake encircles its prey around and around and around, just like the Rabbanan here encircled Rabbi Elazar with tainas and complaints about his shita. Mayachnai, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shehikifu Dvarim Ka'achnazu. They surrounded him like a, the snake, Vitim Uhu, and they were Matame. Right? They said, it is Tame. Meaning Makabal to Manatar. Tana! Says the Braisa, Ba'oso Hayom, Heshev Reb Elezer, Kol Shuma Sheva Olam. Reb Elezer gave every type of claim. For Lokiblu Heimeno, the Rabbanan did not agree with him. Amar Lam, he says, oh yeah? Watch this. Imalacha Kamosi Charev Ze Yehuchiyach. If I am right, that carob tree should be uprooted. Nekar Charbim Komo. The carob tree flies in the air, Mea Amma. Viamila Abra Meos Amma. 100 Amos, 400 Amos. Amru Lo, Emi Vin Rai Mea Charev. Don't bring me rice from the carob tree. Oh yeah, if he says if I'm right, the water should flow upstream. Sorry, don't bring me rice from water. The walls of the Beis Medrash should prove that I'm right. The walls start falling down. Rabbi Yeshua starts screaming at the walls. Amar lahem, im talmidei chachamim menatzkim zeh et zeh, bahalacha, atem ativchem. Don't get involved in a machlokes that doesn't relate to you walls. So, we're fighting. What are you doing? Lo naflu bibrikvodos Rabbi Yeshua, velo zakvu bibrikvodos Rabbi Elazar. And they stayed there, leaning. They didn't go up because of Rabbi Elazar, they didn't go down because of Rabbi Yeshua, v'yadayin matin v'omdin. So, it was the tree, and then it was the water, and then it was the walls. All the mefarshim wonder, once the first one didn't work, why'd you bring the second one? Why do you have all of these stages called Simon to Simon? So, a couple of different shatim. The Ben Yoyada says he was trying to prove that charav, machriv, that's the word charav, a carob tree. I've just destroyed your reasons. Listen to me, says Rabbi Yehuda. Number one, that's Lashon Churva. Yora al Svarasam. I think your Svara is destroyed. And then number two, it didn't work. He tried Mayim, because Divrei Torah is compared to Mayim. And water, he said, flowed upstream. Your Svara is backwards. Right? Your Mayim, your Torah is backwards, says the, that's what he's trying to tell them. Number two. And number three, he says, your wall, it's falling down. You know, your whole svara is like, it's falling down. So that's why he alluded to. The Vilna Gaon is quoted in giving a different shot. The Vilna Gaon in Toldos Adam, which is a sefer from Mizalmami Velazhin. So he quotes, so I quoted here, the Gra says, K'dei lezakos b'kisra shal Torah shal ala Adam liz ameitz in 3 midas ikarios. You want to gain Torah? There are 3 areas which we have to really persist in. Number one, his tapkas b'muat. Being satisfied with small, not overdoing it, kedoshim tiyu, histapkus b'muat, number one. Number two, anava. Number three, hasmada v'shkida. Hard work in learning Torah. Said diligence. So, those are the three. First, charuv. He said, the semel for histapkus b'muat. Why? Because a carob tree could survive on very little water. Right, that's why that was the tree that was put outside by Rav Shimon bar Yochai. They say, don't bring me rice from charuv. That's not enough of a kinyan Torah. So he says, okay, what about water? Water, why is Torah compared to water? Because water always flows downstream. You could be an anav, anava. So he says, water. So he says, sorry, that's the number two. But then he says, okay, the third midah, kosli beis hamedrash. That'll prove that I have shkida, that I have diligence, that I never leave the beis hamedrash. So Rav Elazar is like, listen to me, I have these. He's not saying it out of gaiva. He's saying it out of, he wants his opinion to be listened to properly. And they say, even so, sorry, we're not going to listen to you. Two days of Ben Yoyada and the Gra about why all three. So, we pick up the story again. Chazar va'amar lahem, im alacha kemosi min ha-shamayim yochichu. If I'm right, so then from heaven it'll prove that I'm right. Yathaz abaskal v'yamra, a heavenly voice goes out and says, Malachem eitzah Reb Elazar, shalacha kemosi b'chol makom. What are you bothering Reb Elazar for? The halacha is like him. Oh, in every place. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Raglav, Yamar. Lo Bashamayimi. Lo Bashamayimi, my Lo Bashamayimi, what does that mean? That's a pasuk in Chumash. We don't paskin based on a basko. Shekfar kasavta, because you already wrote Hashem in your Torah. Par Sinai batora acharei rabim lahatos. You already wrote in your Torah, and therefore we have to follow the majority, because that's what the rule says in the Torah. We could really spend many, many hours on this. Just one or two points. Number one, the major point here, the Ran talks about this a number of times in the Drushas Haran. And many other mafarshim. If you look in the Hadamah to the first volume of Shuvas Minchas Asher, Rashi Weiss talks about this, and others. What does this mean? This is based on the principle of Elu ve'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Meaning there are different, multiple truths in halacha, which we've spoken about also in the past, and what Rav Moshe Feinstein calls in his Hadamah, Emes la'amita versus Emes la'hora'a, or Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky calls in Sefer Breishis, Emes Shamaimis and Emes Artsis. There are different levels of truth. And even though there might be a certain truth in Shamayim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says when our rabbis determine something and they vote and there's a majority, that's also a level of truth. Even if it's not what we would call Emes L'Amita, says the Ran, the language of the Drushas Haran and Drushas Zion is, even though Rabbi Yeshua and the rabbis of Gemara knew, based on the Baskol, that they were quote-unquote wrong. Hefich min ha-emes. That's his Lashon. But still, they were not allowed to change their psak, because this is how the Torah said, Sha'achla shesichlam no telatame, afa pishayo yodim, even though they knew, Sha'imaskimim hefech mino emes, lo ratzu letaher, v'hayu ovrim al divrei Torah im hayu metarim, kivin shesichlam no telatame, Sha'achra nimsor lachach mi'adoros v'asher yeskimu heim hu asher tziva Hashem. Right? That is what the Ran says, that's what many Bishurim say, and that's why, even though the Baskol says it, Ein anu mashkichin bebaskol. We don't paskin based on a baskol. Asks Tosvos. What do you mean we don't paskin like a baskol? What about the baskol in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel? The baskol that went out and said we paskin like Basil. Right, the Gemara there, Erevin, there was a machlokes for many years until the baskol went out and said the halacha is like Basil. So why do we paskin like that baskol? All the Rishonim asked that. So Tosvos here gives two answers. Tosvos says the baskol here went against the majority. The baskol there went with the majority. So basically, Tosfos says, we didn't even need the Baskol there. We would go like the majority anyway. The Baskol is strengthening what we would have done anyway. Number one. Number two, says Tosfos, this Baskol wasn't a real Baskol in our Gemara. Rebbe Elazar basically forced God's hand. Oh yeah, watch this! So Hashem didn't want to embarrass Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Eliezer. Right? We find elsewhere also. We don't want Rebbe Elazar to be embarrassed. Remember the Gemara in Tainis, Rebbe Elazar davins, there was no rain, Rebbe Akiva davins, there was rain, people started murmuring, and the Baskol goes out and says, no, Rebbe Elazar is just as great. He's just not Mavro Midosov. But again, Tosfos, that this wasn't the real Baskol. Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon in Brachas, Yutes, says, it wasn't a real Baskol, it was just to test the rabbis, to see if they would hold their ground. Just like Hashem sometimes sends a Navi Sheker. To see if the rabbis would hold their ground, right? So to hear. That's why. And it's even alluded to a little bit, the Ben Yoyada says, that Baskol in Erevin was a statement. Halacha gebeisilo. What is this Baskol? Right? What's going on with you guys? It's like a rhetorical question, but it leaves room. We pass like Rebbe Elazar everywhere. Maybe Bukhamako means everywhere, but not here. It wasn't a statement of fact. Right? It was more of a rhetorical comment. So again, this is an issue. There are seem to be cases that we do paskin like from heaven, which is difficult. If you look in the Chida has a sefer called Shem Hagdolim. The Chida has many svarim out. Shem Hagdolim, it's a biography of many of all the Rishon, all the Tanaim and the Rishonim. There's a little paragraph on every Rishon and Tana. So there he discusses one of the Rishonim, one of the Baalei Tosfos wrote a sefer Tshuvas Min HaShamayim. Shuvas ben Hashamayim, which is all about Shuvas that he spoke about with a Malach with. Not just a Vartz, like the Magen Misharim, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, which is more not so halachic, it's on the Parsha. But here, he wrote a whole Sefer. So he just leaves it, but Sarachian. He said, this is an Os Reish Chaf Dalet. He says, how is there a Sefer? Shuvas ben Hashamayim. It's against Lo Bashamayim. What, he says he paskins against that Gemara? That's one possibility. Or, this is a fascinating issue, maybe Lo Bashamayim he means when there's a machlokes or going against what we would have said. But what if there's a stalemate and you don't know what to do? So then he suggests maybe Shamayim can break the stalemate. If you have like a teku, What if you have a boss call that answers a teku? There you're not allowed to paskin? There maybe you are allowed to paskin to answer a stalemate. Okay, either way. We continue now a little bit more. And there's a lot more. Says the Gemara, Ashkechei Rabbi Nassin L'Elio. So Rabbi Nassin found Elio Anavi. Back on the another Gemara about Elio Anavi being in the flesh. Amarle, Maikav Rekodesh Baruch Hu Bahishaita. What's Hashem doing? Amarle, Kachayich. Literally, he's smiling. Not really, but that's his midah. Va'amar, Nitzchuni Bani, Nitzchuni Bani. They beat me. Fascinating lashon. The Maariz Chayis has an unbelievable comment here. Nitzchuni, not from the word beat, from the word nitzchius, eternity. Hashem is saying, the Torah is eternal. They got the message of the Torah. Right? It's not just a one-time heavenly voice, go like this. No, they got the message that Torah is a certain system, and you have to go by the system, and the Torah has nitzchius. Says the Maariz Chayis, that's nitzchuni bani. Amru, Oso ayom kol, kohiviyo kol tarish, adir abalazar, visarfam ba'esh. On that day, they brought all the Taras that Rabbi Lezer had bin mitaher, and they burned it in fire, right? Because they wanted to emphasize that he was wrong. V'nimnu alavu birchuhu, but this is why now this Gemara is in Hazahav. They went as far as they voted, and they excommunicated him, which it's clear from the Gemara that seems to have been too extreme of a behavior, because it was a violation of Ona'a. V'yamru, mielech v'yodiyo, they said, okay, who's gonna go let him know? Who's going to tell him that he's excommunicated? Armalam Rabbi Akiva ani elech. I'll go. Shema yelech adam sheino hagun v'yodiyo v'nim samachar v'skolam kulo. If somebody inappropriate goes, so then the whole world might get destroyed. I'll go. Maaz Rabbi Akiva, what did he do? Lava shchorim v'nisati shchorim. He put on black, the Marsha says, because he was going to act as if he was excommunicated to give him the message. That would be the softest way. V'yashav l'fana v'richlik dalet amos, and he sat far away from him. Amar l'Rabbi Lazar. Akiva Mayomi Yomayim, what's going on? Amarlo Rebbe, Kimiduma Lisha Chaver Medila Mimcha. It appears to me, right, it's like talking to a father. You can't say you're wrong. It appears, Kimiduma, that your friends are staying away from you. You got the message. Afu Kara Begadov, Vichalas Min Olav, Vinishba Vyashava Gabe Karka, and he sits on the ground. Zolguin Abdamos, Laka Olam Shlish. He starts crying, the whole world starts getting destroyed. Shlish b'zeizim, a third of the olives of the world. Shlish b'chitim, shlish b'sarim, they all go bad. V'yesh yomer ha'batzik sh'bidei isha tafach. Right, even the dough in a woman's hand, right, it went bad. Right, and it spoiled. The Chashuki Chemed here discusses, he had a case. Somebody was very close with their dog, and their dog died. Two parts. Could they say Diana Emes? Number two, could they tear Kriya? So, he says, technically, you're allowed to say dynamis on any bad event, right, that you hear about. So if you're very close with your dog, why is this any worse than any other event? If you lose a lot of money, right? So then you lost this, so meikra din. But he says, you know what? We should realize that dogs aren't people. We should realize there are differences. You could have strong feelings for your dog. But, you know, if it's because you lost an asset, fine. But if it's because you lost a good friend, right? It's like your dog is... Aval then he says, but maybe if the dog was a good shomer from Ganovim and he's mitzar, mistame it's mutter, he says, maker adin. Tearing Kriya also discusses that, but either way here, right, because what happened here? He tore Kriya. And Tosfos says, don't prove from here that somebody who's excommunicated has to tear Kriya. He was just very upset. So maybe here, if you're very upset, you would have that, you would be able to do that too. Let's just do two more lines and then we'll stop. Tana, ach, gadol haya ba'osu ayom. Shebechal makam jasa bo'enav for Blazar Nisraf. Right, af gadol haya ba'osu ayom. Shebechal makam jasa bo'enav for Blazar Nisraf. Wherever he looked, laser eyes, it got burned up. Rabbi Gamliel high above his fina. Rabbi Gamliel was on a boat. Amar lav nachshu l'tovo. And there was a big storm. It was going to drown the boat. Amar kimidum eli shein zel b'shul b'lazav in Hyrcanus. I know why this is happening. Amar naraglav yamar. And Rabbi Gamliel says, Hashem, ribono shel olam, galui v'yadu alafanecha. Shelo lechvod yasisi. V'lo lechvod beis abba asisi. He was the nasi. I didn't do this for my own kavod or my family's kavod. El lechvod chas, shelo yirbu machlokos b'Yisrael. I did this not to undermine the whole system. He was outvoted. and the storm stopped. Okay, a lot more. We got to talk about Tachnun, but I guess we'll stop here by Ema Shalom. And Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Again, today's shiur was sponsored with Zeichen Nishmas Yaakov and Tzvi Halevi, Jacob Siegel of Baltimore, a pillar of Stachov HaChesed, whose yahrzeit is today, dedicated by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and family.